In the hour before daybreak, they struck a medium-sized carp. It was a fine battle. The small caracal-shaped boat was towed round and round the waters, ploughing through rushes and skidding across shallows. Mordalfus was an experienced fisher-mouse, and he plied all his skill and guile, remembering the time when he was playing Brother Alf, keeper of the pond. Helped along by Matthias's strong paws, the carp was fought and tackled, diving and tugging, leaping and backing, until it was finally driven into the shallows, blocked off by the boat, and beached on the grassy sward. Warbeak the Spatter Queen was up early that day. She roused the Spatter tribe, who lived in the roof of the abbey, when she spied the activity at the pond.
Warbeak say, Spatters help Matthias and old Abbot Mouse.
Matthias and Mordalfus were glad of the assistance. Tired, wet and hungry, they sat breathing heavily on the bank.
Warbeak, phew, thank goodness you've arrived.
Matthias saluted his winged friend and her tribe.
The abbot and I are completely tuckered out. What do you think of our fish?
The fierce little bird spread her wings wide.
Plenty big fish worm, friend Matthias. My warriors take them to Fat Mouse Fryer. He burn them fish good. Sparrow like fish worm. We eat plenty of big worm time.
As the sparrow folk towed the carp off in the direction of the kitchens, Abbot Mordalfus turned, smiling to Matthias.
Good friends are sparrow allies. The way everything is worm this or worm that, I'll never know. Can you imagine Hugo's face when Warbeak tells him to burn fishworm good?
Matthias shook pond droplets from his paws.
It's just their way of talking, Abbot. Sometimes I wonder who is the harder to understand, a sparrow or a mole?
Mordalfus glanced up. The sun was piercing the mists, casting a rosy glow over the world of Mossflower with the promise of a hot midsummer day. From the bell tower, the sounds of the abbey bells pealed merrily away, calling the inhabitants of Redwall to rise and enjoy the day. Constance the Badger ambled down to the pond and beached the coracle with one mighty heave.
It's going to be a real scorcher,
she remarked.
My word, little Tim and Tess are certainly energetic. Listen to them ringing the Methuselah and Matthias bells. Still, we mustn't waste the day. There's so much to do before we can sit down to feast this evening.
Matthias yawned and stretched.
Well, I'm for a swift 40 winks and a bath after all that night fishing. Do you realise the abbot and I have been stuck in that boat since yesterday noon, right, Mordalfus?
Constance held a paw to her muzzle.
Shh! He's fallen fast asleep. Good old elf.
The abbot was curled up on the grassy bank, snuffling faintly, still tackling the carp in his dreams. Matthias smiled, patting his friend gently.
Aye, good old Alf. I remember him taking me on the pond for my first fish. It was a grayling, as I recall. I was even younger than my own son then. Ah, well, none of us is getting any younger as the seasons pass.
Oh, I'm certainly not.
The badger snuffled.
Neither is Alf. But I'm not sure about you, Matthias. Sometimes I wonder if you've aged at all. You go off and get your rest now, and I'll see to our angling abbot here.
Constance quietly scooped the slumbering Mordalfus up onto her broad back and trundled slowly off in the direction of the abbey dormitories. On his way over to the gatehouse cottage, Matthias spied Cornflower and Matameo carrying flower baskets and pruning knives. He waved to them.
We landed a beautiful carp. I've got to have a nap and a bath.
Cornflower tied her bonnet strings in a bow.
Oh, I'm glad you caught a good fish, dear. I've left your breakfast on the table. We'll see you later. Matty Mayo is so kind. Guess what? He's promised to help me all day with the flowers.
Matthias winked cheerily at a scowling son.
What a splendid fellow he is, Cornflower. I'll bet it was all his own idea, too.
As the morning sun rose higher, Redwall came to life. A team of young hedgehogs and squirrels sang lustily as they carried firewood, damp grass and flat rocks to the baking pit, which the moles were busy putting the final touches to.
Dig 'em sides nice and square, Jar. Gaffer bat floor good and flattish like.
Yeah, you mind your counsel, lone dog. I knows what I'm a-doing.
Or, be you certain it'd be deep wise enough?
Girl, go and ask Fryer to boil your red a while, Rooter. Mayhap he'll cook some sense into you.